This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and seeing how long you can talk to a coworker before they realize you forgot their name. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Brandon. Today we're having a virtual office holiday party and inviting our friends and family to play games with us. And what's a holiday without some carols? And by that, I mean three of our actual coworkers named Carol. That's right. We cracked open the NPR company directory, and now we have three Carols on the line. First, Carol Ritchie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Carol. What do you do at NPR? We've never met. What do you do?
I do the homepage and and bring news alerts.
That sounds ideal. How did you find that?
It's been a very slow news and a very slow news period as well.
It's been pretty dull.
Very relaxed.
Yeah.
How do you like your name, Carol? How's it been for you?
Well, actually, if you want to know the truth, my first name is Lynn, and my middle name is Carol. I know, so I'm sneaking on here.
Wow, Carol Ritchie. Wow.
The truth comes out.
But your best friend in the world would call you Carol?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone calls me Carol, yeah.
All right, fine. And we also have Carol Malinowski. So what do you do at NPR?
Research and archives, and I am a data researcher.
What kind of data are we talking?
Well, I am doing a longitudinal study of the sources that we use on air. So I guess I'm going to have to source myself.
Is that even allowed? I don't even know if that's allowed.
To self-source?
I'll leave it to one of the other Carols to help with that.
How do you feel about your name?
Well, I'm born in December, a week before Christmas. Yeah. We know where that comes. Mm-hmm. And my father designed Christmas lights at General Electric. I wouldn't say I'm Christmas royalty or anything, but it's kind
close
of like
enough.
All wrapped up into one package, I guess.
You're definitely Christmas
the Christmas
royalty
Carol.
Adjacent. Yeah, that's right.
And finally, Carol and Clark Kelly. So what do you do at this fine place?
I am a senior producer with the NPR Newscast Unit. And actually, I help Lakshmi Singh make magic with words every day.
Fantastic. Carol Kelly, how are you? How do you embrace the name Carol? Are you happy with it?
Oh, I love the name Carol. I actually have four names, Carol Ann Clark Kelly. I answer to all four.
You answer to all four? You must be answering a lot. There's, you know, that's a just in a crowd. Remember crowds? What am I saying? In a crowd. What are we talking about? All right. Well, we have a wonderful game for you. In this game, you're going to take turns answering questions. Your game is called Holiday Carols. So for simplicity's sake, going forward, we will refer to you as Carol R, Carol M, and Carol N. Or would you prefer it if it was Lynn, Carol M, and Carol Ann?
No, Lynn, please.
No Lynn.
Okay, very good.
She's already explained. No Lynn. So what we've done is we have changed the lyrics to the Paul McCartney song Wonderful Christmas Time to be about other things that rhyme with the word time. I'm going to sing the clues and you are going to sing the answers. Ah, yes. Now, I know this is everybody's favorite Christmas song. I just want to say we don't have time to do all 50 verses. Are you guys nervous about singing?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Perfect. How we like it.
All right, Carol R., this one is for you. His makeup's white. He never talks. He acts his plight. Trapped in a box.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas mime.
Yes, correct.
Yep. Oh, God.
All right, this next one is for you, Carol Ann. This hanging thing will catch the air and clang and ding, so sleep is rare.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas chime.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, Carol M. This SoCal spot may be the crux. If your favorite teams are Angels and Ducks. It's a city in California.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas, Anaheim.
That was good. Carol Ann, you took Carol M's. I'm answer, so but relieved. She appreciates it.
And I knew first too.
Feel free to jump in on mine.
That thing where this answer gets stolen is very typical to Carol's. This is what I've heard.
All right, Carol R., this one is for you. Your kid won't sleep. Put songs to use. Just try Bo Peep from Mother Goose.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas rhyme.
Rhyme or nursery rhyme, yes.
Carol Ann, you want to add something?
All right, Carol Ann, this one is for you for real. A gallery that spirals round. Great art you'll see if New York bound.
Simply having a wonderful Guggenheim.
Yeah, that is correct. All right, Carol M., this is for you. Carol Ann, don't you dare. A friend close-knit with whom you flee if you commit a robbery.
Simply having wonderful Christmas crime.
Yes, or partner in crime, but I will give it to you. Carol Ann, you're up. For Broadway, he wrote songs that awed for Company and Sweeney Todd.
Simply having a wonderful Sondheim.
Yeah, you got it. Carol M., this is your last clue. It means archetype or epitome. But here's my gripe. There's a silent G. This is hard.
Ooh. Can this be an all Carol?
Oh, I got it.
Sure. Let's call this an all Carol.
Let's call this an all Carol.
Whichever Carol wants can jump in.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas paradigm.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even know which Carol that was, but fantastic job, Carol. All right, Carol R., this is your last clue and the last clue in the game. This bot is on the side of right to Megatron. He takes the fight.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas Optimus Prime.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
Oh, that was amazing. And I don't know if you noticed, thank you so much for joining us. Because we all work at the same place, we managed to do something special. Reach under your chair and you will find your very own Optimus Prime. We got you each a Transformer. Amazing. Carol R., Carol M., Carol Ann, thank you so much.
You made
the holidays come
what
alive for us.
It was really fun. Thank
very
you.
Fun. Very fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.